This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to another weekly edition of The Quick Hits. I am your host, DeAndre Koch, and this is our weekly up-to-date news in the world of points and miles. Hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday, whether you were traveling, whether you spent it with family, whether you ate good food, whatever you did. Hope you had a fantastic time doing it. I know my wife, Taryn, she smoked some lamb in the big green egg and had like a Caribbean jerk with it. Very untraditional, but it was honestly absolutely fantastic with like a mango salsa black bean type getup. She is 100% the chef. For those that know us, know that I was always the cook and had never met anyone or dated anyone, I should say, that could outcook me. Then I met her. And well, needless to say, she is the cook in the relationship. So hopefully everyone had a fantastic time. I'm going to jump right into this. We have a few things to talk through. And then on the end, I'm going to provide some more data points and updates on the payroll by credit card Zill Money strategy that we've talked about many, many times on the show, so that those that don't care about the payroll side, they can go ahead and end early of this quick hits. But those that are and are not in our WhatsApp community chat, which by the way, that's where a lot of conversation happens on the Zill Money side, you can be up to date as well. So jumping into this, Chase quietly rolled out a new way to check for pre-approved credit card offers, and this method can actually bypass 524. And this came from a recent frequent miler post. And even if you don't care about the Sapphire Reserve, this is still a good tip that's worth knowing, because here's the deal. For years, Chase has had a just for you section inside your account that sometimes showed pre-approved offers. Some people checked it occasionally. Most of the time there was nothing really there. But now there's a second spot to look, and this one seems to be a little bit more reliable. If you log into your Chase account and open the main menu and scroll down to the Explore Products section, under that you'll see credit cards for personal accounts or business credit cards if you're logged into a business profile. And when you click in, you'll find a toggle at the top to switch between personal and business cards. And check both, because if you're pre-approved, the card will show up pretty clearly labeled. And here's the big thing. A true pre-approved offer from Chase lets you bypass 524, meaning you can get approved even if you're way over their 5 cards in 24-month rule. Now, there is one catch to this, and it's pretty significant. Being pre-approved doesn't always guarantee you're eligible for the welcome bonus. I know that Steven from the Frequent Miler team actually tested this. His wife was pre-approved for a $125K Sapphire Reserve offer, applied, got approved, but then got the pop-up saying she wasn't eligible for the bonus. So the approval was valid, but the bonus was not, which makes the offer pretty much pointless, because a good way to earn points and miles is through the sign-up offers. So I think this could still make sense for some people that are long past the 524 number, that are still looking to get a specific card, maybe for its earning potential or whatever it may be, or for those that are past 524 but would like to get the Chase Inc. Business Preferred card, which they may not have right now, for the earning potential with the payroll by credit card, which we'll get to a little bit here at the end. So there are some wins that you can have, but you have to see if it makes sense. We talked about this last year, and I'm going to bring it back up again because Vancouver is essentially running it back. And if you're not familiar, Vancouver in Canada is renowned for its stunning natural surroundings, you know, snow-capped mountains, beautiful coastal overlooks, a lot of good foods, activities, and pretty top-tier urban park system. And so every single year, the Vancouver Hotel Destination Association offers a yearly promotion where visitors can receive a MasterCard gift card valued between $100 and $250 Canadian. And this is actually was increased up to $350 around Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Not sure if by the time this goes live, if that's still going to be the case. But basically the way that works is if you book a 2-night stay at select hotels downtown, you'll get this gift card. So Vancouver is paying you to come visit basically. So the offer is valid from November 14th of this year. So already valid through, I've seen different things between March 30th and April 15th of next year. But regardless, it requires you use the promo code prepaid card altogether when booking through the website stayvancouverhotels.com. And we'll link that in the show notes. The promotion can be used up to 3 times per guest, but just so you know, the reservations are non-cancelable and non-refundable. and you get the gift cards at check-in, and they're best used within 30 days due to like expiration and inactivity fees as well. It looks like most of the hotel prices on that site are comparable to those on other travel sites, but verify and see if it makes sense. If you're planning to go to Vancouver already in this time frame, it could be a no-brainer just to add some additional income to go visit Vancouver. You mean to tell me it's almost 2026 and you're still paying rent without Bilt? We definitely can't have that. Bilt is the loyalty program for renters that rewards you for your biggest monthly expense, rent. With Bilt, every rent payment earns you points that can be used towards flights, hotels, Lyft rides, Amazon.com purchases, and so much more. And when you pay rent through Bilt, you unlock access to exclusive benefits from a network of more than 45,000 merchants. Just link your credit cards, spend at your favorite local spots, earn Bilt points on top of your regular card rewards, and get one step closer to that trip you wanted to take. Personally, I'd redeem my points towards one of my upcoming flights or hotels. Bilt points have been ranked the most valuable point currency by The Points Guy, and they just announced Bilt Cash, a way to unlock even more value from Bilt's partners. It's simple. Paying rent is better with Bilt. Earn rewards and finally get something back for being a renter. Join the loyalty program for renters at joinbilt.com/journey. That's joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Something else that was reported by the Frequent Miler team was that Capital One offers, and this is the portal you access inside your Capital One credit card login, it's pumping out some of the best targeted deals we've seen in a very long time. Now, this is not to be confused with Capital One Shopping. This is the cardholder only version. There were essentially two kind of standout deals that have dropped this week. One was spend $350 at hotels.com and earn 20,000 Capital One miles. So $350 at hotels.com equals 20,000 Capital One miles. And if you are targeted for this, again, you have to be targeted. It's a pretty massive return because basically you spend $350 and you get about $290 worth of value from Capital One miles. And so a few notes on that: A, must be activated, and the $350 has to be in one transaction. But also the term suggests that the spend needs to be before taxes. So aim for some rate over $350 pre-tax to be safe. And you can't use coupon codes or bundle in airfare or anything like that. And there are a lot of other similar deals floating around, like TripIt.com, spend $300, earn 15,000 miles. So you're definitely going to want to check your Capital One offers inside your credit card login to see if there's any really amazing offers that you've been targeted for. For instance, another one, which is absolutely insane, spend $1,000 on British Airways, earn 50,000 Capital One miles. And that's pretty incredible because on that $1,000 spend, that's roughly worth $725 at Capital One's valuation based on how Frequent Miler ranks Capital One miles. And of course, you get way more value if you transfer those points to other airlines and such. But again, same rule that the spend needs to be in a single transaction, needs to be $1,000 before taxes. It's not valid for British Airways elite members, and short haul flights don't count. So a 50x return, pretty huge, but something to take a look into again if you've been targeted for one of these offers. So one reminder that I got actually from Miles Earn and Burn is that the Chase Freedom and Freedom Flex cards are earning 5x at PayPal for the month of December only. And obviously we're in the month of December. Now it still is capped on the $1,500 spend quarterly. So if you've been following other spending categories over the quarter, that is still going to be capped. But if you have an opportunity to buy something and you have a Chase Freedom Unlimited card as an example, or a Freedom Flex card, and you have the ability to buy something, you're shopping online for something and you can pay through PayPal. If you pay through PayPal and use that card, you'll get 5x on it up to this $1,500 limit for the quarter. There are some valid transfer bonuses going on right now. This one expires the day that this Quick Hits comes out, which is Chase Ultimate Rewards 30% to Virgin Atlantic. There is also Amex, and this is going through December 31st, Amex 40% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic. This is a targeted offer, so you're going to want to check to see if that applies to you. And then lastly, as of right now in this recording, through January 5th, 25% transfer bonus from Chase Ultimate Rewards to Air Canada Aeroplan. Air Canada Aeroplan being probably one of the best points and miles transfer partners out there outside of maybe KLM Flying Blue. But so something to keep in mind, if you're looking at something you've been targeting, utilizing Air Canada or Aeroplan miles for the redemption, great opportunity, great timing to be able to transfer with that. Now, pivoting on to the updates regarding Zill Money, it seems like, and again, this is a constantly fingers crossed moment, but it seems like the platform is back and is back consistently and pretty good. There are still some of the hiccups around if your industry type is not supported. I've had many people in the WhatsApp chat say that they called in and they were able to get the restrictions removed. So if that is something that you've been dealing with, again, A, I would encourage you to be a part of our WhatsApp community chat because there's a lot of great conversation there. But B, a data point is try calling in and seeing if you can get that removed. It is looking like the Chase Inc. Business Preferred card is coding as 3X. So what I mentioned in that first podcast I dropped on payroll and credit card, which is what made this process a no-brainer, utilizing the Chase Inc. Business Preferred, getting 3X, you're paying a 3% fee, but you're getting 3X on your points, plus 3X on the fee that they're charging you as well. You can win big with this here, and a lot of our listeners are taking advantage of that. Me personally, I just wrapped up some spend to make sure I hit Globalist for the year. I actually hit some overkill with that. I think we're going to end at like 70 nights due to some more night stays we have on our honeymoon coming up, but it is what it is. Not mad at that. But also right now I'm working on my American Airlines spending specifically just to make sure that we lock in Platinum Pro again for the upcoming year. So once we get done with that, which should be, I might only need another couple payroll cycles on my American Airlines business credit card to do that. I'm going to be going immediately back to the Chase Inc. Business Preferred to get 3X up until the point that I pull the trigger on another offer from Amex on either their business platinum or business gold cards because they keep sending those to me for multiple businesses. And as I mentioned in the WhatsApp chat, my priority when it comes to Zill Money and what I run payroll and where I focus my attention is that I first look at if I'm chasing a sub that has a larger spend like the business platinum or the business gold cards where we have to hit like 20K in 3 months. So that's kind of the first target. Second is, am I trying to target a specific status item, which is usually done at the end of the year, so I don't really worry about this during the middle of the year. And then the last piece is going to be what card makes the most sense, just from the purest return from my points, essentially. So if I'm going to put the spend on the card, what's going to be my biggest multiplier? As of right now, it looks like that's going to be the Chase Inc. Business Preferred. I know some people ask about the Chase Inc. Business Cash, and would it get 5X instead of the 3X? Because the category is kind of shipping and such. I know someone tried that back when things were working and when the Chase Inc. Business Preferred was coding as 3X earlier in the year, and it did not give 5X. So I'm going to assume that is still the case. And on the flip side, I don't have a data point specifically to confirm if on the business gold, it has gone back to 4X. I don't believe so, because there was not a time when it was coding as 3X with the Chase Inc. Business Preferred and with the Amex Business Gold. It was one or the other. So we will see what happens there. If things continue through over the next month or so and things are pretty stable, I will do a full update in a full podcast episode just on the Zill Money platform as a refresher with all the new data points that we have. I do want to thank everyone that's in the WhatsApp community chat because essentially, you guys have been crowdsourcing information for me to be able to give out to the listeners as well on everything that you guys are experiencing with all your different businesses, all your different payroll cycles that you guys are running, all the different things you're experiencing. So I do sincerely appreciate that for those in not just the Zill Money group, but also all of you in the WhatsApp community chat and all of our listeners all over the world that listen to our show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are here within the last few weeks of the year, gearing up for our honeymoon. The giveaway drawing has been completed, and the winners of that will be announced here, if not already by the time this goes live, at the latest by early next week. So I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend, and as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
I'm Pauline Frommer. I've spent most of my life writing, talking, and thinking about travel. Not just where to go, but how to go in a way that's meaningful. On the Fromer's Travel Show, we explore the trends, people, and ideas shaping how we see the world. If you care about the why as much as the where, I hope you'll join me. You can find new episodes weekly at voyescape.com.
I've heard some crazy travel stories, and I got a few of my own. Travel Tales with Mike Siegel, that's me, is full of funny, inspiring, and wild adventures. Listen now at voyescape.com.